Welcome everyone to Citizens Climate University. This is a program that's created to help our supporters, especially newer volunteers, connect with each other around the larger world and empower them to achieve their larger goals for climate advocacy. This week's essential topic is engaging youth in climate solutions. I'm Jess Wilbur. I am one of CCL's regional fellows. I work in the Great Lakes region. And then we also have Clara Fang, our CCL Higher Education Outreach Coordinator, and Destiny Lloyd, who is another one of our regional fellows for the Southeast. So our agenda for tonight, we're gonna start by asking the question, why young people? Why is it important for us to do outreach to these youth in our community? Then we're going to go into higher education community and looking at how they are leaders in science, policy, and also economics. Then we'll ask, what can we do to support young people within the community, and then go into opportunities for students and have time for Q&A discussion.
Okay, and I am going to start with why young people. So we are in the midst of a climate emergency, and young people today are inheriting the burden of those impacts. We are 25% of the population, but they are 100% of the future. So they have a really important role to play, and their voices are quite powerful in the climate movement. A couple years ago, Demos and NextGen did a study of the lifetime wealth lost to young people due to climate change. So on the left side, they looked at wealth lost to workers who are 21 years of old as of 2015. And it is $187,000 for medium college degree earners. On the right, you see for workers who are born in 2015, the lifetime wealth lost is $764,000 for medium college degree earners. This is looking at factoring in the costs of, natural disasters and changes in the economy, due to changes in agriculture and all of the impacts that climate change is going to have on people in the U.S. Young people, especially millennials, really want action on climate change. In this study from Climate Advocacy Lab, 7 in 10 millennials think that climate change will affect them in their lifetime. Millennials rank climate change as a high priority social cause. It's in the top 4 most important social issues for them. And also, political events are more impactful to young people. So if we are getting them involved in climate advocacy, in participating in their democracy at a young age, that's going to impact them for the rest of their life. And it will make them feel more empowered and more impactful in their government for the rest of their lives. In this last year, we have seen a tremendous surge of the youth voice in the climate movement. So on the left here, this is a cover with Greta Thunberg, the Swedish teenager who has been leading the global climate strikes. She's been an incredibly powerful voice for climate and inspiring her entire generation to become climate activists. Sunrise Movement started in 2016, and they have galvanized the Green New Deal and making our politicians accountable on climate change and demanding that they talk about climate and make climate a central point in the upcoming elections. Down here we have people in Zero Hour, which is another youth-led climate organization that's being led by 17-year-old Jamie Margolin, and she's mobilizing high school youths on climate. And then we have our Children's Trust and their partners working on the lawsuit Youth versus Gov, as well as their state-level lawsuits to claim their rights as youths to a safe climate. So this is a picture of the Youth versus Gov plaintiffs. in front of the Supreme Court, Sunrise Movement, our climate, an organization we work really closely with that is mobilizing young people to pass state-level carbon pricing. School Strikes for Climate have been organizing climate strikes in different countries. There's going to be a really big global climate strike on September 21st and 27th, and their leaders have asked the adults to join them in that in those really big strikes. And you can just go to globalclimatestrikes.org to find out if there is an event near you and how to organize one. Greta, of course, when she met with the EU last year, she inspired their secretary general to pledge to spend billions on climate in Europe. In addition to young people, higher education are also community leaders and science, policy, and economic experts. So there's also tremendous value in mobilizing and engaging these non-students who are in higher education. For example, 350 colleges and universities signed onto the We Are Still In pledge, along with all these other sectors, to say that we are still in with the Paris Climate Agreement and our institution is committed to meeting those goals, even if our country is not. Second Nature started the President's Climate Commitments more than 10 years ago now, in 2007, and over 700 colleges and universities have signed on, pledging to work on their own carbon neutrality and have concrete goals to reduce their climate impacts. Higher education has community leaders who are really influential with members of Congress. So here's a quote from Senator Lamar Alexander. He says, "If five or six college presidents came to me and said, 'Senator Alexander, may we have a 30-minute appointment with you while you're home next month? I'll do it in the minute. So will every other senator.' You, college presidents, have the credibility to go to a member of Congress and say, 'Will you please vote for this? Will you co-sponsor the legislation? Will you support it? Will you encourage the president of the United States to sign it?' Odds are, if you do that, they will. It's about that simple." So we have a initiative called the Higher Education Carbon Pricing Endorsement Initiative, where we ask the college and university presidents to endorse carbon pricing. So we have a custom letter where we the presidents can sign. It's not an endorsement for the Energy Innovation Act or for carbon fee and dividend, but it is an endorsement for carbon pricing. So we have had this initiative for 2 years now, and we have 53 presidents all over the U.S. who have endorsed carbon pricing. So you can see here we have founding signatories, leadership circle, and then other presidents that have signed. So what can I do? As CCL volunteers and non-students, you can do a lot to help us engage students and engage these leaders in the higher education community. I do some of this work, but I'm only one person. So it's really our local chapters and our higher education allies who can do that outreach on the ground and develop these relationships that are so important. And I'm here to help support you, as well as our regional fellows. So some of the resources we offer for our volunteers, we have this website, citizensclimatehighered.org, that's totally devoted to youth outreach. And you can find on there brochures and flyers specifically for youth and higher education. You can find on there presentations that are geared towards young people, sample outreach emails, everything about the endorsement initiative, stories of campus leaders and higher ed allies that you may find inspiring, planning templates for students that are starting a campus chapter, sample meeting agendas for how to run a chapter meeting, plus much more. So I really encourage you to go to our website, get familiar with its resources. You can join the Higher Education Action Team and be plugged in to our regular updates. So several ways to do this. You can go to our Facebook group. Just look up Citizens Climate Higher Education and click join, and then I will accept you. You can join us on Twitter and on Instagram. And then if you go to our website, there's a button, big button called join, that will ask you to fill out a form, and that puts you on our mailing list. So you can get our monthly newsletter and other kinds of announcements. So the way to do outreach, first you want to determine your target schools. Obviously, you know, your local schools are a good place to start. But also think about where you already have connections and what are good schools that there's going to be good engagement. So where you went to college might be a good place to look, especially if you are a recent graduate and have connections with the faculty and students there. You can think about which schools are strategic. Liberal arts schools tend to be more engaged, and the faculty have a lot of leeway to work civic engagement into their curriculum. So liberal arts schools tend to be easier to start chapters at. Public schools are really good because you have a larger student body, they're more influential with members of Congress if you can get like their president to endorse. Environmental departments, political science departments, those faculty members, are your natural allies. And just where you have the strongest connections. At your target school, you need to find an ally who is going to be your in reaching other people at the school and the students. So this might be a CCL member who works at the college, a sustainability director, a civic engagement director, or an environmental studies professor. If you don't know anybody like that, the first person I usually ask people to find is the sustainability director or sustainability coordinator. That person is usually in charge of all things sustainability related on campus, as well as relationships with community organizations. So they're going to be the most likely ally for you. And then you want to reach out to them. If you are doing outreach to, say, like a lot of schools, you might check out our school outreach spreadsheet. This is not a public document, so you need to contact me for access. But basically, we've done research on sustainability coordinators and environmental study faculty members at schools all over the country. They're organized by state. So if you're like, you know, hey, do we have any outreach in North Carolina? I think we do. So you can check with me first. We have, you can use your template outreach emails. That's on our website, accessible under toolkits. There are several emails in there, and you can just copy and paste that into your email and personalize it to the sustainability director you're sending it to. You need to be polite and persistent because these people are extremely busy. They are bombarded with requests all the time. Higher education is not an easy sector for people to be working in these days. They likely won't respond to you the first time, especially if they don't know who you are. But be polite, be persistent, make all of your communications personal, individual to them. They will respond at some point. A lot of it is with timing. So like, for example, right now in the summer, this is a really good time to reach them. September, they get incredibly busy. December, it's pretty much impossible. January, they're pretty much on vacation as well. So if they don't get back to you right away, if you keep reaching out to them and checking in, at some point you may find a time where they can get back to you. And be concise. So we have a lot to offer. So I usually provide the opportunities that are most relevant for that moment and have a concrete ask. Once you establish some connection with somebody at the college, and they're like, yeah, I'm interested in hearing what CCL does and how that can benefit our students, then you may want to offer something that will provide more information. So this could be like tabling at a campus event, organizing a film screening, or giving a presentation. If you go to our website, you can find resources for tabling, like our flyers for higher education or our template presentations, list of films. So doing an event like that will give you the chance to provide more information. Students, you may find students who then want to be involved. All right, so now Jess is going to talk about opportunities for students. So what can students do once they say, hey, this is really interesting. How can I get involved?
Yeah, thanks, Clara. So there are three main ways that students can get involved with CCL. They can volunteer with a local chapter. That's a great gateway within CCL. They can intern for a staff or group leader within CCL to get professional working experience, or they can join our campus leader program or regional fellow program to gain leadership skills. So to talk about the campus, first we're going to be talking about volunteering with a local chapter. CCL has over 500 plus chapters across the U.S. So odds are there is one very close to a school that you're interested in finding students at. So encouraging them to come to your local chapter meetings is a great way for them to learn more about CCL and to want to take action and get involved within the organization. The internships. We have a large list of internship positions available. Three of them are remote, which would be higher education outreach, volunteer engagement, and international outreach. And the rest are location specific. So it's especially great to plug the remote ones to students who are looking to take a larger role in the organization. So
they can also do chapter internships.
Yes, that's right. Chapter internships are available to group leaders that are wanting help with all of the leadership roles that they have. They can take on an intern, and CCL can provide resources for how to structure the internship and give them the experience that they're looking for.
Yeah, so if you go to our website or community, I have a recorded webinar on how to set up an internship and how to supervise an intern and make sure help the student have a successful experience. So if that's something you want to do, it is an investment, but it can be really rewarding. You get work done. So we can look into resources for that.
The first leadership position I'll talk about is the Campus Leader Program. The purpose of the program is to empower students to become effective climate advocates and organizers in their communities. They get support from CCL staff and higher ed allies to learn climate advocacy skills, educate others about climate solutions, lead a group, and build political will for carbon pricing. Students will join the program in one of two tracks. First is the regular track for students who are new to CCL. And then the accelerated track is for students who have more experience within CCL. Students in the regular track spend a semester learning about CCL, its advocacy methods, and organizing techniques. And then students who do the regular track can apply for one credit from their school for completing the program. They are automatically enrolled in the accelerated track following successful completion of the program. And then students who have been involved for CCL for about 6 months or longer have prior experience within the sphere of climate advocacy can enroll in the accelerated track. These students will plan and execute a climate campaign and organize a student group or CCL chapter at their respective college or university. In order to become a campus leader, you should have prior leadership experience, and applications are accepted on a rolling basis. So you should encourage students to apply really at any point throughout the year. And then I'll talk about our regional fellows. Regional fellows help recruit and support campus leaders and work with regional coordinators to bring students to CCL's regional conferences in each of our 10 regions. They receive a stipend of $500 per year. And typically applicants have experience as a campus leader or a CCL intern, or are somebody who has actively participated within a local chapter. So the fellowships last for a year. And we have a preferred start date in July, just so the fellow can have time getting to know their campus leaders before they start their semesters at their college or university, and also have enough time to do outreach to faculty members at colleges and universities before the semester starts and things get too hectic for them to pin anyone down. So the duties include, but are not limited to, creating a strategic plan for higher ed outreach in the region, researching contacts at target universities, and climate action there as well, tabling and making presentations outside universities, promoting the campus leader program, and then having ongoing check-in calls to support those campus leaders, promoting the CCL regional conference, giving higher ed presentations and tabling at the regional conferences, and then assisting with logistics and fundraising for students to attend CCL conferences. We don't currently have regional fellows within all of CCL's regions, so we are especially looking for people within the tornadoes and Pacific Northwest at the moment. The benefits of joining the program are getting free registration to CCL's DC conferences, and also preference to scholarships and other opportunities that CCL provides students. They get training and leadership skills and great experience to put on their resume. It's a foot in the door towards nonprofits and other environmental careers, and it gives you access to a network of climate activist peers. And of course, you can get all sorts of letters of recommendation for future jobs, internships, graduate school, and scholarships.
And these benefits apply to both regional fellows and campus leaders.
And interns as well.
And interns.
Well, I'm going to take over from here. Thank you, Jess. So I know some of you are interested in what about high school and middle school youth? So I'm here to talk to you about that today. CCL has a youth action team. It was formerly called Engaging Youth, and now co-leading it is Sharon Bagatelle and myself, and we're revitalizing the team. So the team is going to be focusing now on supporting young people to be active, engaged, and empowered in building political will for climate solutions by providing them a space within CCL to communicate and interact with other young people. We also welcome adult allies and will help educate and support local chapters in providing opportunities for effective and empowering youth engagement. And you can find us on CCL Community. So as you invite young people, you can also promote the CCL Youth Action Team as a way to get students plugged into CCL. One of the ways you might do that, some chapters have their own website, so consider creating a youth tab that lists the resources that we've been providing here today throughout this presentation. As the July CCL Youth Action Guide has called for chapters to work on youth engagement, either by creating a youth team leader or creating a group that will help engage students, you can consider reaching out to schools within your district. I suggest making a list of middle, high school, or even elementary schools that are in your district. You can determine if anyone in your chapter has a connection to these schools. They might be better at reaching out to a particular school. you can reach out to science teachers, AP science teachers, counselors, student clubs such as National Honor Societies, Beta Clubs, SGA, and environmental clubs. Present them with the student opportunities. Some of these clubs are looking for volunteer hours or ways that they can also build on professional development. So internships are not only just for college students, they can also be provided to high school students as well. And one thing to keep in mind when reaching out to schools is maybe introducing yourself from Citizens Climate Education rather than Citizens Climate Lobby. If you do have a young student or youth person, a young person who finds their way to you, hopefully they found the right chapter, you can always get them involved. But if you are a high school student, middle school, elementary school student that has found your way there, you can find your CCL chapter online, reach out to that chapter, email them, and get yourself plugged in that way. If there are no chapters around you, you can reach out to your local regional, your regional fellow, or to your regional coordinator. You can also get plugged into CCL by emailing youth@citizensclimate.org. I answer those emails, so I will set up a call with you, with that student, and get them plugged into CCL. Also, as part of the Youth Action Team, we're setting up a toolbox of resources for students and for chapters. One thing that the Youth Action Team has already done in conjunction with the Presenters Action Team is create a youth presentation toolkit, which allows students to present on climate change and CCL solution through their eyes. And that link is in the presentation notes. So continuing on, other ways that high school, middle school, or even elementary school students can get involved with CCL. I host a youth call every other Wednesday, and this provides students an opportunity to learn more about CCL, get plugged in, find their local chapters, and I also provide support for their own local climate initiatives. Again, providing internship opportunities to high school students or younger is a great way to both meld their interests and what they're wanting to do in your chapter's needs. And as Jess mentioned before, the CCL's higher education website has resources on how you can develop those internship opportunities. And a couple of things just to keep in mind with providing these opportunities to students. A lot of these young people who are coming to us have a lot on their plate. So having that conversation about how much time they can devote to the chapter so that they are maintaining a healthy student life balance is an important thing to keep in mind. Also with engaging with a lot of these younger adults, they might be coming to you and it's the first time they're able to express their concerns about climate change and everything that they know about it. So be open to those conversations. They're a great way to really connect with the students and figure out what they're interested in and how they can be beneficial to the chapter. A recent study from North Carolina State University, for instance, showed that middle schoolers who learned about climate change were pretty good at convincing their parents to care about it. So they also are a really great voice and speaker to helping get other people involved in climate action. Again, chapters are still the most important point and place in which to sustain student activeness within CCL, especially for younger students. And so one thing that Sharon and I really want to emphasize is this opportunity for intergenerational connection. And so if your chapter doesn't already have a youth leader or a team working on youth engagement, I suggest definitely going towards that format and having that those people that can work on youth engagement. And then once you do have youth within your chapter, finding someone who can be a mentor to them will be super helpful and help sustain their engagement within your chapter. A couple of other organizations that you can look into that you can share with those students who you're getting engaged with is Schools for Climate Action, and they work with educational entities and they help student councils, school boards, PTA, student teachers unions to pass climate resolutions. I believe Janet Adkinson is on this call, and she would be a great person to talk more about Schools for Climate Action. But if you are wanting to know more information, you can always go to their website at schoolsforclimateaction.org. And these are good initiatives if you have young people getting involved, that you can connect them with Schools for Climate Action, work on these climate resolutions that can eventually lead to endorsements. Another great resource that you can guide your students to, your young people to, is Alliance for Climate Education. They have a wide variety of helpful curriculum and resources on climate science. So if they're still learning or needing to learn more about climate change, especially preparing for presentations, you can send them to this resource, and they have a lot of great, great things on there. They also have a huge youth network, over 300,000 young people who are taking action in all 50 states. And they really focus on storytelling. So it helps students really find that way to best tell their stories and how climate change is impacting them.
So I just want to say that Alliance for Climate Education is a great resource for educators. So, you know, if you want to work with high school students, you really need to work with the teachers. This organization has curriculum, suggestions, storytelling activities that they can then use in their classrooms. I host a monthly Zoom call for the Higher Education Action Team. It is on the first Monday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. I just use the same Zoom address every time. So you can join us there and get all of the monthly actions and latest developments, ask questions, check in with other higher ed allies and campus leaders about this work. So you can find our resources at our website. Here's my contact. Here's all the contacts for our various regional fellows. And that's it. So
thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.